brought to you by Aspen Avionics and by the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity. See Bose.com. Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2011. I'm in the Cessna booth with CEO Jack Pelton. Jack, you've introduced a new model here, the Corvallis TTX, which we did not expect to see, possibly at the bottom of the market, or maybe the market's on the way up. But tell us what the thinking was behind this.
Well, Paul, we had said all along that we're making large investments in R&D, and certainly as the cycle starts to recover, we thought it was time to really freshen up the Corvallis, put the latest technology in it, really relook at the ergonomics and the fit and finish. So it was the ideal time to create what we have partnered with Garmin on, what we're calling our intrinsic flight deck. And it's an all-integrated avionics suite that's powered by the new Garmin G2000 touchscreen avionics system. And we just believe that this is a good time to get it out there. As things pick back up, we wanted to be the leader and lead the technology recovery that's coming.
Now, this is not an insubstantial investment to do this. There are some upgrades in the airplane, and even doing new avionics is not necessarily cheap.
No, it's an all-new flight deck, in that not only is it the avionics system is new, but also all of the interior, some of the appointments that we've done in it are all new. So it's a very significant upgrade, and we thought, being that the technology's available, it's the time to lead.
Now, how will this affect the rest of the piston line? Will this be a leader for changes in those aircraft as well?
Well, right now we're looking at it just in the Corvallis TTX and launching it as our only Corvallis model, if you will. And then as we get through the certification process and further down the road, we'll look and see what we do with the rest of the piston line.
Now that you've had the Corvallis for a while, what have you learned about the difference between manufacturing composite and metal?
It's been a real learning experience for us, and they both have their pluses and minuses to them. Certainly the fit and finish on the Corvallis, as you can see, compared to the metal products, is significantly different, but they're totally different markets. That's also when we comment about, would we put the intrinsic into the other single engines? It's probably more of a system than what a 172, for example, needs, because you're still trying to be in the right price target, know who the customers are. 172, and as a metal airplane, is great for the training market, where the Corvallis really is a high-end piece of transportation. Great range, great fastest single-engine piston out there today. Really different market spaces.
One thing we haven't talked about in a while, or haven't seen in a while, is the NG. Is that project still active?
The NG, as we've... to say, is it active? No, but it's not. Hasn't been mothballed. What we really have been looking at is what's the right engine technology, because we still believe, with all of the avgas fuel issues, that the next significant investment in the light end of the single engine piston market is probably going to be tied to an engine avionics combination.
Speaking of which, should we expect to see from Cessna anytime soon any kind of a FADEC for a piston engine?
Well, you know, we have Lycoming is one of our sister companies, and they're working their program, which is a pretty impressive FADEC system that we have out there, and we're evaluating that currently to see how that might fit. You got to believe that the way technology is evolving, that eventually all those knobs got to come out of the cockpit. It's just a matter of working with the engine manufacturers to get there, and there's a cost trade here that we got to be real sensitive to. We can't keep increasing the prices of the single engine airplanes.
Have customers asked for that kind of engine technology?
You know, those who are aware that it's being developed have asked. I think the remainder of the customers just aren't familiar that it's coming. But it's kind of like going to a glass cockpit. When we first transitioned to the G1000, there was a real belief that customers weren't ready for that change. And I think you probably remember in the press, and even how we introduced it, we said you could have either or. Well, it didn't take long before everybody adapted to the technology, and we couldn't sell a steam-gauged airplane to save our soul. So it was, you know, everybody's migrated that way, and I think eventually when FADEC come out, it'll be very similar.
All right, well, thanks for speaking with us, Jack.
Thanks, Paul. Good to see you.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun. We've been speaking with Cessna CEO Jack Pelton. Thanks for listening.
The Aspen Evolution Flight Display System is a flexible and upgradable PFD, MFD, and hazard awareness solution for general aviation aircraft. At Aspen Avionics, we design products to be affordable, upgradable, easy to install, and easy to own. see aspenavionics.com.